Andy is calling from Morelia, Mexico. Andy?
You know, I love that. Joy. Joy gets you through everything. All the trials one goes through, all the sadness. Joy has a lot of power. And the Lord has, I'd like to share how I've gotten to know the Lord. And I was raised very strict. And that strictness showed me a lot of my dad. And knowing that you had a dad that was strict, when you're a teenager, you rebel. They give you, you rebel until you go out in the world. And you know that everything that your dad or whoever your mom taught you is carved in your head. And it goes on in life. And as you grow, you're there just saying, for what you taught me. Because if they didn't teach me what they did, I would have been the worst. When I met Roland, it was hard. But my dad used to always teach me. I'm thinking that they're Spanish. not very good. Yes, don't let people abuse you. My dad had five girls. And we were brought up very strict. And I remember I was telling my kids, you know, when I was small, I always wanted a doll. And like Brother was saying, you know, when you're small, you're writing your big list on what Santa Claus want, you want Santa Claus. And on my list was a doll, a doll. And I remember that my dad had got a raise, and he was showing us this $100. We had never seen $100 so small. And he was there showing us, look, look, look. And he'd say, let us touch it. Let us touch it, Dad. And so he'd let us touch it. And it was something that, you know, was so wonderful because we were together as a family. And for Christmas, I got boxing gloves. My dad used to always get it together with our sisters. And we'd always beat up each other. And I don't know, my dad had it in his mind that the world is tough. The world is tough. It's not going to be easy. You need to know how to. When I was in first grade, I can never forget this. First grade, I hated school. And this little girl, I mean, just was hitting on me. And it was in recess. And I didn't want to stay in school. So I walked home crying. And I knew my dad was off. And so I was crying, and I came to my dad and told him this little girl had beat me up. And I wanted a hug. He didn't give me a hug. He said, go back over there and beat her up. And don't come home till you do it. And so I had to go because my dad was so strict. If I didn't, I would get a whipping. So I went back to the school, and I saw that little girl leave the school. And here I am beating on her and hit her on the face. And I came back all proud. Dad, I did it. And my dad goes, good girl, good girl. We grew up like that, going into high school. It's funny, but let me tell you, I'll get to the prison, but even going through high school, so many girls were so jealous, I don't know why, but they were so jealous of me, and other schools, because I was in track too, and I was in so many sports. They would come from all over different schools to come and meet me outside to fight. And so, me, I would always try to avoid fights as much as I could. But they would come to me. And the one that I would call was my oldest sister. And she would just, I mean, get them all. So, I said, one day, my sister's not going to be there. You know, I'm going to have to defend myself. And so, my dad says, never, never strike your fence. And so I never forgot. And my life was by fighting, always looking for myself. When I met Roland, this is funny. He's gonna kind of but I'm gonna tell it better. We were going to the lake, and my sisters, we always gather together as a family to go to the lake. So we have to save the picnic table. before people come in the morning or in the afternoon, and they take everything, and you don't have no space. So they asked us, me and Roland, go early in the morning, go save us two picnic tables. So go early. So here we are going early. I mean, the sun is barely coming up, and so we're there. We're there. We had a ice chest. I put it in one of the tables, and then I put a box of bread in another table. And so I said, okay, we're going to just wait for the family. So we were like in a hill, and in the bottom was the lake. So we had to go through a little trail to go to the lake. So then we said, oh, let's go wait for them over there. So we said, okay. So we were going down the lake, and we were sitting down watching the sun come up. All of a sudden, we heard a motorcycle coming. I mean, a bunch of Harley Davis motorcycles. I mean, they were all over my picnic table. And I just said, what is happening? And from the top, I was hearing all this yelling and screaming, girls and guys just partying. And I told him, go get them, honey. Go up there. Go. I mean, those are our tables. Go. Roland goes, wait a minute. There's too many. That's it. If you don't go, I'm going. So here I am. He didn't even stop me. I mean, I was hoping for him to stop me. Here I am going up. And I go to the ugliest guy, fat and ugly, and I go, these are all our tables. Do you see that ice chest? Do you see that box? And he goes, oh. And, I mean, I was just so surprised because the girls had left their shoes. I had free shoes, boots. And they just took off. And I'm here, wow. So, it's the Lord, let me tell you. But I see that in my Christian life. The Lord has done so much. And I give Him all the honor. I thank Him for everything He's taught me, for everything that He's, I mean, even though I was in His hand, He knew that I was going to be here. I didn't know that. But after I got saved, I knew that prayer was a powerful tool for God's hands. And another story was just these 2 days when we had a blowout coming over here. And it reminded me of that, where my husband was like, he didn't stop me from telling those people. We had a blowout coming here just last week, and I was so scared. We almost hit an 18-wheeler, and I was so mad because we had already had another blowout after that. But we stopped at the curb, and I was thankful that God took. So we got off, and Roland was there thinking of what he was doing. He was upset, and I was upset too. And so I said, okay, honey, we just passed the town. Just go and see if we can get the tire fixed. We didn't have a spare. A good spare, so I had to buy one. But the thing that was so funny, because God had already prepared me with a lot of joy, with a lot of peace, and He had blessed me all last month, and I said, I know the devil's mad. I know. And like he tries to get within the husband and wife. So my husband goes, well, you go and get the tire, because they'll pick you up as fast as they pick me up. So I said, okay, honey, wait a minute. Wait. I mean, I didn't want to go too. Brother Steve, why did you put women first? So I said, okay, wait a minute, honey. I don't know what to buy. I don't know what to do. You go ahead and just stick your finger out and they'll pick you up. And so here my husband with the tire goes across the street. And then, I mean, the minute he put his finger out, they came and picked him up. And I was there, thank you, Lord. You know, I knew that the Lord was going to do it. You know? So I was blessed in that, too. And I love my husband. and through the years. You know, and through the years, I'm knowing him and loving him more. And I know... Wait a minute. And I know the Lord puts me through a lot of trials in that area. But even... Okay. Let's look at... Let's go to Hosea. Hosea 10:12 says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon us." I know within my heart that God is coming, and it's soon. And, you know, we need to start sowing righteousness. We need to start sowing for God. We can't be lazy and weak and weary. We can't have, we can't be sad and not have joy. In Joel 2:12 says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." He says here, rent your heart. So many of us rent our clothing, rent our life, rent, you know, but our heart. What about our, we need to start within and not. And that's one thing that the Lord's been dealing in my life, you know, because in Morelia, you know, I am so thankful and blessed with Karen and Debbie, working with them. I'm so blessed. They are sisters that are a blessing. And even with John and Bill, you know. You know. Okay, let me tell one of John. Man. I got some, John. But yeah, the Lord is so good that he's put us together. I mean, they have to put up with me too. But yeah, I have to put up with them. And he's blessed me so much that if it wasn't for people that go out and give the gospel and are faithful, I wouldn't be here. And none of you would have been here. And I thank the Lord for Brent that he was faithful in serving the Lord and going out, and even his wife letting him. Because it takes the wife too, so that the husband can have a joyful heart in serving the Lord. In Isaiah 32, Isaiah 32, 9 says, "Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail and gather. The gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon you." It's been a blessing here at 602 Oakmont, because I've learned so much, in my Christian life, just sitting back there, hearing the Word of God, and godly women. When we had this women's meeting, it was Leanne, Chong, Debbie, and we were having a women's meeting, and we were talking about being missionaries, and we all had a desire, And we all wanted that. And here I am, a mission wife. And one thing that stuck to me was when Yan one time we were praying, and it even hurt me because, you know, our Lord deserves everything. He deserves our life. He deserves our all. And one thing that Leanne had mentioned that, when we pray, don't we lay? And that has been one of my my special prayer time. That can all you women stand? Can all you women stand up? Is there any women? You know, praying. So many times we get down on our knees and we battle with our knees all the time. We're always battling because it's always either asleep, getting sleepy or pains. But so many times we don't just fall on the Lord with our hands empty, worshiping, giving everything. You know, our kids, our husbands, everything. And that's humility. You see it throughout the Bible that all the prophets, when there was sin in the camp, that's how they would humility. And it's true. A lot of us do not humble ourselves. In 15 it says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted. In Morelia, I've been really on prayer because the men have been struggling to to see fruit, and it's been a blessing because they do have studies and a lot of studies, and sometimes we as women help them in those studies, and we have our own studies too. So it's heavy, but with the strength of the Lord, we can do it. And it says on 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the affection of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwelling, and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. We will have this too. And even on earth, we have our quietness. We have that peace. We have that joy that God already gives us and is working for Him. And the last thing in 20, blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. We have a lot of men that have great feet, and they are blessed. And they're out. And not only, I see like all waters, there's a lot of people out there all over the world crying, needing for the ones, and they're out there. And we do need to pray for more labor. Because like the Bible says, the harvest, the battle, we are in a battle. And, but God is with us and we have His faith. And I thank the Lord that, we need to honor the people that are working fully for the Lord. I honor Brother Kincaid. I love him so much. He's done so much for me and he's took me through that line of righteousness, you know, walking right with the Lord. And I love him. And for his wife that's been next to him and sharing. And I've been blessed by your email, sister. I love you. And I thank the Lord for these people. And they do deserve it. And I love the Lord. He is our all in all. And we need to love him more and more every day. And that faith that we need to trust him with our kids, because he promises us that they will never forsake the word of God if we give it to them. You know, so many times we women are so lazy that we say, okay, they're teenagers. It's already too late. We can't teach them. No, keep teaching them because they're constantly learning. And I see in my kids, because, you know, we all have teenagers, I see how one day I won't have them. But one thing I know is that they never are mom and dad. Never. And the word of has taught me. And I thank the Lord for my kids too. I love you, Noah. He struggles a lot. And I love it. Boys are so hard headed. But the Lord can break them. The Lord can break them. And we need to pray for them constantly. We need to fall on our face and pray for our kids. Because that world is not gonna help them. And like my husband would say, we had gone over his brother's house and they were talking about, Slaughter, Coach Slaughter, how way back then they would get paddles And I remember in my time, even we had a big PE teacher that would give the girls a paddle, and it was right. And they respected the teachers. Nowadays, they don't. None. And we need to constantly be praying for us. And I love you, honey. And I thank the Lord for my hand, that the Lord continue using you, because He does have a heart for you. And I thank the Lord for each and every one of you, because you are hanging in there, and you are trying. And the Lord will continue helping you and strengthening you and giving you that joy. I remember Brother King, I just don't forget a lot of his things he taught me. When one time he was preaching and he was there saying, "Well, the way I get up, I yell, 'Praise you, Lord Jesus.'" And I went home, and I was so shy, but now you can't shut me up. But I used to always use my voice and just yell it, and I taught it to my kids too. We would, when I would teach them the scriptures, I would say, "Leah, praise the Lord," and "Leah, praise you, Lord Jesus," and Noah and Mijah, the same thing. And it feels good. And the spirit is fed, and God rejoices. I thank you.